is Emily Hines, and I attend Houston City Council meetings and I take notes. Today's notes are from the council meeting on December 3rd, 2025. First, I'll go over the public hearing. Deputy City Engineer Joanna Clark presented on Houston Design District becoming a banner district, which means they can put banners up on light poles. They have already gotten approval from CenterPoint for the use of their poles. No one had any questions and there were no public speakers. Next was the mayor's report. Mayor Whitmire plugged the mayor's holiday tree lighting and concert this Saturday, December 6th at City Hall, starting at 4 p.m. Mayor Whitmire said the city has used money left over from the derecho and Hurricane Beryl in 2024 to hire a private solid waste company to pick up trash in Southwest Houston. He praised Larius Hassan, director of solid waste, for doing an outstanding job of managing that department and being very creative and proactive. The mayor announced that the Federal Department of Housing and Urban Development has approved the city's plan for $314 million in disaster recovery funding. Revamping this plan to include funding for housing was a big deal several months ago, and I will include a link in the resources section if you want to catch up on that. Here are some of the agenda items. Items 4 and 5 approved $602,000 for expenses related to upgrading the city's website. Item 6 approved $908,000 for fertilizer to be used at the Memorial Park and Sharpstown golf courses. Item 7 approved a finance bond between the Houston Finance Corporation and the Texas Department of Housing and Community Affairs that will enable below-market mortgage loans and down payment assistance. Councilmember Thomas praised this initiative and called it an opportunity that provides families with permanent pathways to home ownership. Item 8 approved the city's investment policy. Councilmember Plummer voted no. Item 9 appropriated $16.5 million in TERS affordable housing funds for multifamily, disaster recovery activities, homelessness, and administrative funds to administer affordable home activities. Item 12 approved $850,000 for a data center refresh. The city plans to transition data storage to a cloud-based system. Item 15 approved $250,000 to replace the city's analog and plain old telephone systems to a cellular-based solution with wide area network connectivity. This upgrade is going to cover elevator emergency phones, fire alarm panels, and other critical emergency systems. Item 21 approved the Memorial Heights TERS 2026 budget, which, if I'm reading it correctly, plans to spend about $33 million in 2026. Councilmember Kamen praised the TERS for infrastructure improvements like the North Canal Project, the Durham and Shepherd improvements, and Little Thicket Park. Items 26 and 27 enlarged the boundaries of the Harrisburg TERS to support future development of the historic Folgers Coffee Plant. Councilmember Castillo said this TERS is doing fantastic work, like improving the Harrisburg Hike and Bike Trail and Flores Library. Items 28 through 33 approved tax exemptions for historic sites across the city. Councilmember Flickinger voted no on all of them. He said, quote, "The restoration of these locations has an aesthetic value that I think we can all appreciate. I just don't think that our financial position really affords us the opportunity to do so," end quote. Item 35 accepted a $28.7 million grant from the U.S. Department of Transportation for a 7-mile rehabilitation of Bissonnette Street from South Derry Ashford Road to Hillcraft Avenue. The city will contribute $7.1 million. Councilmembers Pollard, Thomas, and Kamen all remarked on the importance of this project, especially when it comes to pedestrian safety. Items 16 and 17 were not received and thus not voted on. Finally, Councilmember Popoff, when councilmembers can talk about whatever they like. Councilmember Martinez praised the New Hope senior living apartments and remarked on the importance of affordable housing. He encouraged people to prepare for the FIFA World Cup coming to Houston in 2026. He talked about large crowds and said we'll know more after the draw on Friday. Councilmember Pollard complained about HPD refusing to use his council district service funds according to his plan, and then just refusing the funds altogether. He asked for the mayor's help resolving the matter, and the mayor made no comment. Councilmember Alcorn plugged the Budget and Fiscal Affairs Committee meeting next Tuesday, December 9th at 10 a.m. Councilmember Carter plugged the Coat for a Cause drive at the Harmony House Navigation Center through December 23rd. Councilmember Evan Shabazz plugged an HCDD community meeting on December 9th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Third Ward Multi-Service Center. And there's more information at houstontx.gov/housing. Councilmember Castillo plugged a meeting on December 9th at 5:30 p.m. at the Flores Library to discuss potential library improvements. He also encouraged people to vote. Early voting is until December 9th and Election Day is December 13th. Councilmember Flickinger plugged an electronics recycling event at the Kingwood Park and Ride on Saturday starting at 9 a.m. Councilmember Kamen announced SafeWatch Houston, a new dashboard hosted by the Health Department that will track gun-related incidents at Houston trauma centers. She called it a blueprint that other cities can model so that we can stem the tide of firearm injuries. She also asked for donations to the Houston Area Women's Center's Christmas Toy Shop. Councilmember Ramirez explained Senate Bill 4 from 2017, which says, quote, "A local entity, meaning the city, may not adopt, enforce, or endorse a policy that prohibits or materially limits the enforcement of immigration laws." He also said that, quote, "When people say HPD should not have any cooperation with ICE, that is simply not possible under state law," end quote. He encouraged people to vote for their state and federal congressional representatives who can influence immigration policy. Councilmember Thomas, apparently disturbed by Councilmember Ramirez's remarks, took a moment to collect herself. She then remarked on solid waste issues, and she thanked the mayor for hiring that private contractor to pick up heavy trash. She asked for HOAs not to issue citations to homeowners for debris on the curb and to give the city more time to get things picked up. Her office has paid for 3 air quality monitors near the concrete batch plant near West Park Tollway in Willcrest. She remarked more on forthcoming Bissonnette improvements, especially the old Dottie landfill and Sugar Hill Golf Course. She said, quote, "I believe that we have an obligation to reimagine locations where we were not good neighbors. We can fix it and then offer that property back to the community," end quote. She is also hosting a roundtable on December 5th with community stakeholders on the West Side to co-create a response to homelessness. And that was the Houston City Council meeting on December 3rd, 2025. You can find the resources I use to compile these notes on my website, which is emilytakesnotes.com. And that's also where the notes themselves live, if you decide you would rather read than listen. Thank you to our Patreon supporters. We use that money to keep the podcast edition of the notes afloat. And thank you to Ian and Kara, especially, for joining us there. I appreciate you so much. The link is patreon.com/EmilyTakesNotes if anyone listening would like to help us with that effort. This podcast has music by Joe Wozni, and it was produced by Connor Clifton. That's it for this week. I am Emily Hines, and I thank you for listening.